Do you believe that your life is only getting better? Or do you believe that you've peaked, so to speak, and now you're coasting to the end, whatever the end is? Do you believe the best is yet to come? That your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, that it hasn't even dawned on you what God has prepared for you? Because you've tried to love him. Because you've tried to believe. Or have you lost the energy? Or sometimes the desire to keep the embers of your faith fanned into a flame? This third Sunday of Advent is, as we recall, called Gaudete Sunday, which means Rejoice Sunday. It's a reminder, more than other Sundays, for us to be joyful. Joy is symbolized in the rose-colored vestments the priests and deacons wear today. Are you joyful? Well, we ought to be. We need to be. We have to be joyful as followers of our Lord, because joy is a very precious thing in our soul. Joy is a state of our soul. It's a gift given to me by Jesus Christ. I cannot achieve it on my own. I receive it and I preserve it. Joy is different than happiness. Happiness is an emotion. It's a far different feeling. I can achieve the feeling of happiness on my own. But it doesn't last. I can decide to make myself happy. If I watch the right game, surround myself with the right people, eat the right food, drink the right drink, I'm going to do it this afternoon. I'll be happy. There's nothing wrong with it. But that happiness is going to fade. Joy lasts. This was the beginning of the conversion of St. Ignatius of Loyola as he assessed his life. He discovered that the happiness in the world leaves him, and then he feels empty. But spiritual joy stayed with him and brought him consolation and peace. Joy is lasting. It's not determined by my mood, or it's not determined by the circumstances I'm in. It's not determined by my place in life today. It lasts. Because joy is a prism of my soul. Joy is a certainty that I look through all the time. Joy is a certainty that what Jesus said would happen to me will happen to me. Will happen to me. Future tense. Therefore, the best is yet to come. Followers of Christ cannot peak in this life. So we wait for it. That's why this season of Advent is so beautiful. It reminds us to wait. It reminds us to be patient people. Our second reading from James, we heard, be patient until the coming of the Lord. So despite everything, despite the hectic pace of our life, despite what happens to me today, despite whether I'm happy or not, despite what my emotions are, despite the suffering I may be enduring, despite the health I may have or may not have, I can be joyful. And Christmas is all about that joy. The first announcement of the angel to the shepherds was what? Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy. So, my dear people, keep doing what you're doing. You're living your faith, receiving the sacraments. Keep doing what you're doing to receive that joy, to remind you of it, and to preserve it in you. And should you ever doubt the source of your joy, remember today's gospel. The source of our joy is Jesus Christ. When John the Baptist was in prison, he sent his disciples to Jesus to ask him, "Are you the one? Is it you?" And the words of our Lord himself should always renew that joy in us. Jesus said, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." Amen.